We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Brian. Welcome
Hello.
To this week's Vegetable Patch Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And we're surrounded now by like new critters.
We are. And we were gifted a new mug.
Yeah. From the
Joy FM. Like a camp style mug. It's very cute.
Yeah. From Joy FM, one of the PAR radio stations. And they did a Peas and Carrots Edition mug. And
we have these new mic flags. What in the world does that mean?
These go on the end of the microphone so that when we do pictures or video or something like that, you'll see the logo.
I see a little pea and a carrot looking at me. Go. So it's very cute.
Very what?
Cute.
You love cute stuff,
I do.
Don't you?
So for those keeping score, our Christmas tree did not come down.
I'm okay with that, honestly.
Well, it was a very cold and dreary week. So it kind of worked out. It was a dark and stormy night. It worked out in our favor, but we had a very busy weekend last weekend, and we were traveling for the first half of the week, so I just never got to it. And now the Easter rabbit is staring at the tree, so I think we have a showdown coming. The
Easter rabbit?
I have this stuffed. Well, it's not really stuffed. It's.
I've always called him the Easter bunny.
Well, he's a rabbit. The one I'm talking about. It's the one that I got before Pier 1 closed. He sits on the.
I know what you're talking about.
He's got attitude. He's so cute. But he's staring at the tree. So, yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
Easter and Christmas are colliding at our house. You know, this is where we are. We're just a hot mess. You have a new obsession.
I do.
It's fun.
It is. My executive assistant, Adam, got me a Darth Vader pin for Christmas. And as you know, I'm a Star Wars fan. So he told me where he got it from. So now I have a Kylo Ren pin, an R2-D2 pin as well. And there's a Yoda one as well. So I'm probably going to order that one soon as well.
Hilarious.
They write so well.
Do they?
Yeah, okay. they write well.
B.
Yes.
We have become that couple.
In what way? What do we do?
When
now?
We go to a restaurant, we now share one entree.
Yes, we most certainly do. I'm not ashamed of it.
And if it's dinner, we definitely do because we can't go to bed on a full stomach.
No. It's
and we go to bed so early now that,
I went to bed at 7:45 last night. I was exhausted. And I fell asleep, napped for an hour and a half
before
in the chair.
That. So, yeah. Again, it's been a busy week, but we are those people. We used to make fun of those people. You know that, right?
Yes.
So here
we
are.
At the K&W cafeteria. So, yeah, I mean, I don't.
This is life.
I'm not ashamed. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not ashamed.
Nah.
I thought I had healed from that. I thought I was over it.
Yeah. Oh, I recently found myself dealing with a situation that just shook me. It left me questioning so many things, and it was a trigger. And I know everyone throws that word around, but I found myself in a situation that just upended me. And yet here was my takeaway. My initial reaction was not the greatest, but I found myself processing and responding ultimately in healthier ways than my old self would have. I got there a lot faster than I used to. So there were a few things that I realized, and you and I started talking about this, because we've both had some hard situations lately. And do you ever feel like you kind of want to climb out of your own skin and just observe and watch how you're doing with certain things?
If it helped me lose weight, I'd do that. Go ahead.
But the first thing that I realized is healing is not linear. It's natural to experience setbacks.
It's up and down.
And it's a choice to just not go back to the old ways or to default to the negative thinking. But yes, it is very, it's like up, down, two steps forward, one steps back. So that's the first thing I realized.
What I liken that to is that consider having major surgery, that you have some major surgery for something, and yet the doctor says you will recover.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whenever I hear recover, I'm thinking I'm going to feel exactly the way before I ever had this problem. Well, that may not be the case because you may leave with a limp.
Ooh.
You can still walk.
Yeah.
You can still do. And the healing works. That's
right. Or you may need some rehab.
Or just some rehab.
Yeah.
But you may not return to your former self, but you're able to move forward. And in that example, what I like to think is that you probably leave tougher.
Yeah.
You probably leave wiser.
Because you have to be a little bit scrappy.
Yes.
In the recovery. Yeah.
So for me in that is we have this false thing that because I've been through this, okay, I want to go back to what life was like before that happened.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go through that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, whenever my dad died, whenever your dad died, you can't go back to life before that happened. You mm-mm. can't have that kind of peace again, but you can have a new life.
Yeah.
And a life will actually grow up around that grief. That's just an example I'm using.
Yeah.
So
that's good. I've also been reminded that I'm not responsible all the time for what happens because there are things outside of our control. But I am responsible for how I react in those situations. That is on me. And that's hard because we're all human. And sometimes that looks like we want to react in anger or we want to react in...
I would react in anger.
Or we want justice or we want to have our say. And that's not always the way it should be. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just sit with it and ultimately ask God, what are you trying to teach me here? What is it about me that you're trying to grow in this process?
That makes me think of Joseph in the Old Testament. He was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery. He was accused of a sexual crime that he didn't commit.
Yeah.
Forgotten about in prison, finally got out, became governor of Egypt.
And this was all after his brother sold him.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is all after, yeah.
You
after
know, he had such a smooth ride.
Got off on a great foot there. But throughout that whole time, when you read it, Joseph kept saying, but the Lord is with me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I could say that. I'm just being brutally honest.
No, because I'd be like, God, where are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a faith. But at the same time, I also believe this, that Joseph, while he's in that pit, while he's in that prison, the Lord would give grace for you to believe that, for you to trust in that.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. So there's a truth here. Joseph is a good reminder that God will use our mess and he's not abandoned us. It may not feel like he's there.
Yeah.
But he's there. Therefore, think about this. How many different things did Joseph have to go through before he felt healed? Before he felt delivered?
Yeah.
And all that stuff he was going through, it was equipping him, getting him ready for what
was coming. That's right. Yeah. Well, it made him a heck of a leader one day.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Another one for me, I can choose not to be defined by what is happening.
I don't really want to talk about this.
Rejection does not make me a reject. Being overlooked does not make me invisible. Making others feel small does not make me bigger. Those are all truths that when we're going through a hard situation, it's good to reject those voices or those patterns of behavior that, well, if I could just feel better about myself, at what cost are we going to do that? I think that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Mm. And it's hard.
You said, I can be rejected, but I'm not a rejection.
A reject, yeah.
A reject. There's a meme that keeps coming up on my Instagram, and I haven't shared it. And it's very personal to me. I don't know how this meme keeps finding me. It says, you have fat. You are not fat.
Mm.
And I've seen this like two or three times now. And I get so emotional when I see it.
Yeah.
Because
you fear that that's how you are defined.
Oh, yes. 100%. Because whenever I walk into a room, the first thing you see about me is my size. Now, at the same time, you're talking about rejection. This is hard for me because I struggle with acceptance and rejection.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for me as an Enneagram too. So I try to stay grounded, and I mean this because I remind myself that Jesus loves me, Jesus accepts me, and that you, Miss Kayla, you love me and that you have accepted.
And the truth is, so do many others. But when you're struggling with something that's kind of kicked you on the back of your heels, it's hard to believe that.
Yes.
The last one for me is progress over perfection. I live by the once I know better, do better mindset. And as God reveals areas to me that I still need to work some more in, it's on me to embrace that, but also to accept that the truth is I'm created in His image. He loves me. He knows the things that I'm going to need some pruning or some time. And it doesn't take anything away from how He sees me and how valued I am by Him when I need to learn that lesson for the 10th or the 20th time, or I regress to something that I thought that I had outgrown. It's hard for me to forgive myself when I do go back to either a pattern of behavior or a mindset where I'm believing all those worst like tapes running through my head. Well, you should have figured this out by now. You should have grown in this. This shouldn't bother you anymore. This shouldn't be something that you struggle with. God's in the midst of all that. And there's something He's still wanting me to learn. And that's why He keeps presenting these situations for me.
I struggle with perfection in certain areas. Like whenever I speak before people.
Yeah.
I want to be perfect. I don't want to stutter. I want to have all the right points. And sometimes I'll get trapped within my own personality, like I want to share a joke or something like that. And that can derail me, and that will beat me up. I want to be perfect when it comes to food, but I love pepperoni. So that gets me in trouble.
You are brutal to yourself if you make a mistake. Yes. During the day, like if you feel like you misstepped with a team member.
Because I feel like I've disappointed them. And okay, this goes back to this. And now they're not going to accept me. They're going to reject me. And ultimately, they could leave the organization. And I am trying hard to lay that expectation down.
Yeah.
Because it does suffocate me.
And the bottom line there is remembering that we don't have that much control.
Well.
God is ultimately sovereign over all of this.
That got said. You're 100% right. Why do you have to be so smart and be so wise?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, you are. You are.
So there we go. Just some thoughts on if there's something in your life that you're struggling with and you feel like it's just a broken record. And you keep having to face this again and again. You keep having to revisit this hard situation, look back at how a former version of you would have dealt with it and see even the incremental ways that God is working in and through you.
Very powerful. Before we get started on this next segment, I just
want to
paint a picture for folks. Behind Miss Kayla, there's a table.
What in the world?
And there are one, two, three,
four. You have four Godzillas sitting there.
There are four Godzillas, and there's two or three more in my office I need to bring over.
This is out of control.
But this is what a podcast studio should look like.
No, it should not.
Yes. And then behind her against the wall is Abraham Lincoln.
It's a real mixed match of things in here. I'm just saying. I've got Darth Vader to my left. Wow.
And then here on the studio console.
Apparently my only contribution is a peas and carrot stuffy. So,
bitter party of one, your table's ready.
Anyway,
party of one.
Okay. Here we are.
Okay. So I just wanna...
Now I'm creeped out by what's behind
me.
Well,
he's not going to bother you. He's a titan. He saves humanity.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here we are. Our best travel tips and a couple of travel stories. So this will be fun. It's getting close to, you know, there's spring break trips. It's that time of year where people are going to start planning their summer vacation. So we thought we would share with you just a few things we've learned as a couple. And of course, we're being self-deprecating, so just bear with us. But for example,
you need to accept that one of you likes to arrive at the airport 3 hours before the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't mind getting there 1 hour before. So go ahead and accept that you're going to get there
3 hours before.
Yes.
You're welcome. Never missed a flight because of me.
We live with an airport that has 6 gates.
Don't care.
6.
Uh-huh.
We could get there 45 minutes before the flight and we'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. So that leads to my next tip. Pack snacks. Because nothing says a bad travel day like two hangry people who are likely also tired because one of them insisted on that 3 hour pre-flight window.
Mm.
So pack snacks.
I'm a snack fan, you know, so yeah, crackers, that kind of stuff. I'm good. And usually we're there so early in the morning that the little store, the little place isn't open yet. Not that I'm angry about that.
A little sassy about this. Okay.
I'm not. What? You were going after Godzilla earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. There. If I can get one of those a day, I consider that a win.
A successful day.
For the day. I can go home.
All right. What would you say is your next tip?
Okay. For me, my tip would be don't create extra stress. Be the calm one.
What does that mean? Tread carefully.
One of you is probably going to worry about everything. Is the gate going to change? Is the plane going to be on time? Mm-hmm. Will we land there on time?
And your point?
I'm giving out a travel tip.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So one of you will probably be worried about everything. The other one of you, you need to be calm and project that and that everything will be okay. And even if it's not, what can you change about it? And you might get there a little bit later. So to me, that kind of helps balance things out.
Okay.
That's my tip.
Which lends to what you were also about to share, which is another good one. Leverage your strengths. And that's kind of what you were hinting at. Who can keep up with the details? That would be me.
Okay, we're not naming names.
Oh, as if we weren't with the don't create stress. And who can weave in spontaneity and fun? Because you do, sometimes you just need to chill out. And there are things, again, wow, there's a lot about control in this episode, but there are things that you can control and there are things you can't. So one of you needs to keep up with the time of the flights and all that jazz, but one of you needs to make sure that you're having fun along the way.
There we go. For this is my final tip, go somewhere you love. Now, I don't mind trying a new adventure. Nope. That's fine. But be comfortable with wherever you're going to go.
Yeah.
Now, we have changed our plans because after we thought about it, we're like, we're not.
There's a lot going on in the world. Yeah. We've shared in another podcast, we were going to go to Italy this summer after some discussion and just looking at, well, first of all, some things going on in life around us and then things going on in the world around us. We opted to stay
home
in the United States this summer. So make sure that you're both on the same page with your travel plans. Okay. Which lends us to a couple of stories.
There was a concert series that would always show up in Gadsden, Alabama. I'm a big Southern gospel music guy. There's two groups, Gold City and then the Kingsmen. I'm a huge Kingsmen fan.
And we would go for their reunion.
Yes, we would go there for that. And there's a place there called
Nakalula Falls. Okay. It's beautiful.
It is. And it's named after an Indian girl.
There's a whole story there.
But you can go hiking down to Nakalula Falls. We were told it was a moderate hike.
Well, their definition of a moderate hiking trail does not match ours because we nearly died.
Coming back up that.
We got to the bottom.
Wasn't bad.
Oh, it was too.
But coming back up. But
getting back up from...
I thought y'all were going to leave me down there.
Like, listen, if they'd had cell phones back then, we'd have been texting somebody and saying, send a helicopter, because
it was
rough.
It was hot.
Yes.
Oh, I think we have a picture of us coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It was not a good.
This was back in the 90s, and some girl had the idea to wear her denim overalls, and I was dying by the time we got back to the top. So
then there was a time that we took a trip to Turkey to the seven churches of the Revelation.
Uh-huh.
On the way back, maybe was it to Greece or to Turkey?
It was to Greece. This was when we went to Greece.
Okay, so we're coming back from Greece on the plane, and I look at you, and your mouth is swollen.
Like a chipmunk.
I said, babe, are you okay? You're like, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
And on the flight from Greece to back to New Orleans, 14 hours.
Mm-hmm. The dentist told me the next day that due to the change in pressure...
Your wisdom
on tooth. The plane, an already aggravated wisdom tooth, it caused a reaction.
And it was impacted
and it got very angry. And so my entire jaw swelled. We got home Sunday. I was at the dentist on Monday. And on Wednesday, I had all of my wisdom teeth out. So it was quite an adventure.
It was, but I guess we're scaring our people with our travel stories here.
No, I mean, it was good.
You got to be flexible because stuff's going to happen to you.
That's right.
Going to happen to you. And remember this, that whatever does happen, it will create a great story.
Oh, absolutely. It's very random, but anytime we mentor a young couple, the one thing we tell them about your wedding is something's going to go wrong that day. But you're going to laugh about it later. It's going to be the thing that you remember, and you will laugh about it for years to come. So as you are making your travel plans, just prepare for something to go sideways and just have fun with it.
I remember one time at Disney, we were down there and we saw this family, probably five or six of them leaving the hotel. And they're like, are y'all ready to go to the happiest place on earth? And all the little
Everybody's smiling.
The girls were in their little princess outfits. And we see them, I guess, 4 or 5 hours later at a Disney park.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a total meltdown.
And it's the adults having a meltdown, yeah, not the kids. Said, the dad is losing
the
it.
The dad says, this is not the happiest. I mean, he's having a fit. We just kept on walking, kept laughing.
Dad needed a nap.
Yeah, would have been good. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. And you could win a Peas and Carrots coffee mug and Miss Kayla's favorite.
The sticker.
A pack of stickers.
Yeah.
So, but you have to answer a trivia question correctly. So you have to go to our website.
Go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Look for the trivia button. Click that. And here's what we want to know.
Okay.
What is a travel tip that you would share with us? Because I know there are many, many more. We did not share all of them. But what would you share with us?
Yeah. So,
and we'll share that on a future podcast. Yeah.
So what's your travel tip? If you answer that question, you just simply go to our website,
peasandcarrotspodcast.com,
and you click on the trivia button, answer that question. When you do, we'll send you a mug and
some cute stickers.
All right.
You can search Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcasts or visit our website at peasandcarrotspodcast.com. When you do, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast. I love all the Godzillas behind
me. Oh my gosh.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Life's not perfect. That's why God gave us friends like Melody and Candy. Check out quirksbumpsandbruises.com or search Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises wherever you listen to podcasts.